This morning we want to look at a passage of Scripture in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 8 or Acts chapter 7. And I'd like to begin reading with verse 54. And I've titled this message this morning, Dying on the Battlefield. Dying on the Battlefield. And I do certainly appreciate you being here. I appreciate the music. Sister Ashley, I appreciate your song. And Brother Howe, the words that came from the heart. As we begin reading with verse 54, this is the end of someone's life. And we begin reading with verse 54, and it says, when they heard these things, Stephen had given a speech against the corruption of religion and what was being taught. And Stephen had given a speech, and this is the conclusion of his speech and what was taking place. When they had heard these things, they were cut to their heart. And they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Let's pray. Father, thank you for what our hearts have already felt. We thank you for the freedom that we have in this country. And we pray for the leadership of this country, that this freedom remains, that it stands true, and that our leadership in all points would find their direction from you and from God's word. Father, we are grateful for those that sacrificed their life. We're grateful for those that were willing to go to combat. We're grateful for those who returned. We're grateful for those that saw the need of freedom. And Father, we're grateful for you. That you knew that the only hope that mankind had was Jesus Christ down on the cross for our sins. Help us to never take our freedom for granted, but help us to be willing to tell others. And some, Lord, we know may be asked to die on the battlefield as your servant Stephen. But Lord, we also realize that death of Stephen had an impact on someone else's life that became a servant and preached the gospel. Father, bless us this morning, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Soldiers are asked to leave their home, to leave their family, to leave their life, to leave their jobs. And they are asked to defend our freedom. And many times when soldiers get their orders, they don't know where they're going or what their task at hand will be. They don't know the destination that they will be traveling until their destination begins in many times. They don't know what kind of enemy that they'll be facing. They don't know what kind of circumstances And they're hoping and praying that their training will sustain them for the battle that they may endure. And many soldiers are called to serve, but never return to their home, to their loved ones. The freedom that we have today is first by the grace of God, but second by the willingness of those who have fought and continue to fight and serve our country. Battles have to be fought before wars can be won. Memorial Day is a day to remember those who gave their all, those who gave their life, those who sacrificed for we that are here. The freedom that we have today, the freedom that we were able to come in this church's doors, that we're able to sit here, that we're able to pray openly, that we're able to sing praises, that we're able to preach from God's Word, that we're able to fellowship and shake hands and love each other. The freedom that we have came with a cost. And lives had to be shed that we may have this. As Brother Howe mentioned in his speech, freedom is not free. And it's sad when a day such as Memorial Day that is set aside to remember and honor and think about and meditate on the freedom that we have, it's sad that it has become a sale to buy a mattress. It's so much more. I would like to take just a moment before we get into our message, and I would like to take just a moment and have everyone bow their heads as we have a moment of silence for those who gave their life, and may we remember the sacrifice. This morning, I would like us to visit a battlefield found in the Scriptures. We find this battlefield in God's Word. And I would like us to look at a soldier of the cross. This soldier gave his life on the battlefield. Stephen was that soldier. And yes, verse 60 tells us that he died on the battlefield. But a little background of this battlefield was this. As Christianity began to grow, persecution began to grow with it. The Jews that had accepted Christ as their Messiah and Savior were usually cut off from the family and friends and from their loved ones. So what believers began to do, believers began to gather together and they began to depend on each other for support, for help. And these individuals would open up their homes and they would share their resources and they would share their food. And there was a concern that began that because the growth was so great, There was a concern that was brought to the apostles. And they decided, and this is in Acts chapter 6, and they decided to select 7 men to oversee this particular ministry of food distribution. And they were choosing these individuals. They were choosing these 7 men. And some of the qualities that these men had to have is they had to have integrity. They had to have wisdom. They had to have faith in God and of the Holy Ghost. One would say a good soldier. A good soldier. Stephen was chosen, was one of the 7 that was chosen. And the Bible tells us that he was full of faith and full of power. Chapter 6, verse 8, and I read to you, "And Stephen was full of faith and full of power and did great wonders and miracles among the people." So Stephen was the good soldier. Stephen had a mission. Stephen believed in his Savior. Accusations would soon be brought against Stephen. He was accused of speaking blasphemous words against Moses and against God. And they would seize him. And they would bring him before a council. And they sat at this council. And there was something that was noticed about Stephen. And that is found in chapter 6, verse 15. The Bible says, "And all that sat in the council looked steadfastly on him." They looked upon Stephen, "and they saw his face as it had been the face of an angel." You see, a good soldier will carry himself well. A good soldier will be a very good representative of what he is fighting for. A good soldier will be looked upon as one with integrity, one that believed what he is fighting for, one that believed that there is a cause, and one that would not be persuaded in another direction. Stephen was that individual. And in chapter 7, he began to preach. And he began to preach the truth. His accusers accused him of many things. But he too called his accusers just exactly what they were. And in verse 51 of Acts chapter 7, the Bible says, as he gives his speech, his words, his preaching, he says, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so did ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which slew before the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. You see, he told it like it was. He believed that there was a cause. And I challenge you to read Acts chapter 7, the whole chapter, and you can read what he said in its entirety. And when you speak the truth, there's going to be a lot of anger. And there's going to be a lot of opposition, just like that country that I was referring to just a few moments ago. They don't like the truth. And they will try to do anything and everything to prevent the truth from coming out. I'll be honest with you. It's a little alarming that we can be tracked on a cell phone. It's a little alarming. And I've got a question. Have you ever been talking about something to someone? And you talk about maybe a product, or you may talk about, you know, something, and then you open up your cell phone and an ad comes up for that product. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? They became enraged because of Stephen. He charged them with a deep spiritual corruption. You see, Stephen was on a battle, and he was on a battlefield, and he was in a battle with the spiritual corruption that had taken place. And he knew there was a cause. And there's a few things that I would like to mention this morning that Stephen knew that we can also know. And as we are soldiers of the cross, as we're Christian, born-again believers, we should know these things, just as Stephen knew these things. First of all, there was a battle to be fought. And there's still a battle to be fought today. We should not go down without fighting when it comes to our religious freedom. You see, there's corruption all around us. And people are confused about the truth. They're confused. Their thoughts, their minds, the way they carry themselves and saying it's okay. They're confused with what the Bible says. They're confused with what the truth is. Their minds have become cloudy by the things that are being taught, and it's being taught in public schools. Minds become cloudy, and people become confused as to what is the truth. But the Bible says in 1 Timothy 2:5, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." That is the truth. There's no other way. Jesus Christ is the way. And people need to know and people need to understand that the only hope that man has today is Jesus Christ. The message of Jesus Christ must go out and the gospel must be preached and proclaimed to all that will listen. And that is our battlefield, because you can rest assured that the corruption will be not only spoken, but the corruption will be forced upon us in every way imaginable. In every way imaginable. In my lifetime, I remember when, growing up, when we used to have a black and white TV, and it was real fuzzy, and there was something called rabbit ears. And you only could get about 2 or 3 stations. Now you can get thousands. But you can rest assured that corruption will be there. You can rest assured that that message will be there. And how that is amazing to me, because when I was growing up in my grandparents, we would go see my grandparents. They didn't even have a TV. They had a radio, and everybody would sit around the radio and listen. And one of the things, and never did figure this one out, but one of the things that they used to listen to when I was growing up is every day at 12 o'clock, and when I would stay with my grandparents, every day at 12 o'clock, there would be a local station that would be playing the obituaries. They did. Every day I was there, I had to listen to the obituaries. And my grandma would sit beside that radio and she would listen. Anybody else used to do that? They did up in the mountains. Things have changed. Times have changed. But Stephen knew the importance of the battlefield that he was on. Stephen knew the importance of the battlefield that he was on. There's a battle to be fought. And Stephen knew there was a truth that had to be given. A truth that had to be given. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You see, he fought for that truth. He fought for that truth. Why? Because of the spiritual corruption. Because of the false messages that were being proclaimed. Because he knew the truth and he had experienced the truth. And the truth was worth fighting for. And I hope the truth is worth fighting for you this morning. I hope if you've experienced the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and you have Jesus Christ in your heart, I hope that it's worth fighting for. You see, he saw it was worth fighting for. Even if he would have to give his life. Why is it so important? Because people are dying without Jesus. That's why it's important. Let me tell you something. As much as we love to talk about heaven, and as much as we love to think about our loved ones, and as much as we love to be at Jesus' feet, and as much as we love these things, we also have to understand that hell is just as real. Hell is just as real. And people are going to hell today because of the spiritual corruption and Satan's lies. You see, Satan doesn't care if people join together. Satan doesn't care if people have an assembly. Satan doesn't care if the word God is mentioned or something such as that. But what he does care about is if Jesus Christ and the gospel message is being preached. And he's going to try everything in the world that he can do to try to hinder the message that saves souls. Hell is real. Do you realize that there are people, and we don't like to think about it, but do you realize that there are people in hell today because of the corruption and the corrupted message that people felt like they were okay as long as they believed something? They were okay as long as they did a few good deeds. They were okay as long as they had a good heart. They were okay as long as they did some kind of act or as long as they didn't beat their children or hit their wife or whatever they may have in their mind. They were okay as long as they did this. But the truth is, you're not okay unless you have Jesus Christ in your heart. That is the truth. You see, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins that we might have life. You see, that is worth fighting for. That message is worth proclaiming. That message is worth taking to the battlefield because people are dying and going to hell every day. Number three, Stephen knew there was a Savior to see. He knew there was a Savior to see. Look with me again at verse 55 of the passage that we read this morning. The Bible says, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Jesus was standing on the right hand of God. You see, Jesus is worth every battle that we will fight. Jesus is worth every battlefield that we have to be on. And Jesus is worthy of every ounce of effort that we have to get the gospel message out. This morning, I can't put into words what Peter must have saw. The Bible tells us that he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And the words are there, but I can't fathom in my mind that he saw Jesus. You see, there's a battle to be fought. There's a battle. But lastly this morning, and I think this is the most important when it comes to fighting the battle, because we know there's a message. We know there's a Savior. We know there's a battle to be fought. We know all these things, but this is important. Stephen kept a heart that was tender. You see, we can get very angry at the things that are taking place. We can get very angry of the corruption. But if we lose our tenderness, they'll never get the message. If we lose our tender heart, and we see this in verse 60, and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice. You see, they heard it. Lord, lay not their sin to their charge. Lay not this sin to their charge. And the Bible says, and he said, and when he said this, he fell asleep. He knew they had been deceived. He knew that the message that they proclaimed was corrupt. He knew their end if they died without Jesus Christ. He knew their destination. You see, Stephen was promoted. When Stephen died on the battlefield, he was promoted. And Stephen never lost his tender heart. Yes, he was very bold, and he had a message, and he proclaimed the message, and he spoke the truth, but he still did it with a tender heart. He did it with a tender heart, and they witnessed that tender heart. As they looked on, they witnessed his tender heart. And one of those was none other than Saul. Saul was the one that held the coats. And it wasn't going to be too long before Jesus changed Saul's heart. And he became, as we know, as Paul. In my mind, one of the greatest preachers in the New Testament. That Jesus Christ changed his life. Jesus Christ was proclaimed. Almost the entire New Testament was written and penned by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through Paul's hand. But I just can't help but wonder if it wasn't Stephen and his tender heart and him dying on the battlefield that made a difference, that Paul saw the need of accepting Christ on that Damascus road. You see, Stephen died on the battlefield. Stephen never gave up. Stephen stayed in the battle, and he saw Jesus on the right hand of God. You see, folks, this morning, we too have a battle. And each one of us have a battlefield. Each one of us, in our everyday life, we go to different places. In our everyday life, we do different things. In our everyday life, we have a different destination. But we have a message to proclaim. I want you to think in your mind about one person that you come in contact with. It can be someone at the grocery store. It can be someone at the doctor's office. It can be someone can be a family member. It can be a neighbor. It can be a friend. It can be a cashier. But I want you to think of one person without Jesus and ask yourself, is the battle worth it? And I say it is. It is. You see, we have freedom this morning because those that went to battle in all the wars, those that went to battle believed our freedom was worth it. And they went to battle. And they sacrificed. And many of them never came home. But we too have a battlefield because of the corruption and the messages that are going out that are contrary, that are against Jesus Christ. We too have a battle, and we have a battlefield that we go through every day. And people still need Jesus. Are you willing this morning to die on the battlefield as Stephen preached the message, went against the accusers, but he saw Jesus and he kept that tender heart? Are you willing to die on the battlefield for someone that you don't even know? You see, I don't personally know the soldiers that died in these battles. And they didn't know me. But they were willing to fight. And we celebrate Memorial Day weekend because of the ultimate sacrifice they made. Because they knew that freedom was worth it. Our challenge this morning: is the gospel worth fighting for? The battlefields that we have, may we be strong, but yet tender to tell others about Jesus Christ. We're going to pray, and we'll have the musicians to come forward. Maybe God's spoken to your heart. Maybe you would like to come and just pray, and maybe you'd just like to thank God for the freedom we have. Maybe God has spoken to your heart to be tender. Maybe God has spoken to your heart to be a little bit more bold with the gospel message. I don't know what it might be. But if God has spoken to your heart in any way, let me invite you to come. Stephen died on the battlefield. You know, our prayer this morning is that we're not found sitting on the sidelines, but that we're in the battle. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the life of Stephen and the message that he proclaimed. And we thank you that he got to see Jesus. We're thankful this morning that he died with that tender heart. And Lord, we're thankful for the country that we live in, the lives that were given, that we can come and have a service such as this. But Father, we also realize that there may be someone here that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior. Someone here that maybe isn't where they need to be in their life. Maybe they've been sitting on the sidelines. Maybe someone that needs to come and pray. And Lord, we want to take the time to come and pray. And thank you. Father, we ask your blessings on this invitation. And Lord, we'll give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What number do you have?